This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Authorities in Arunachal Pradesh Tawang district have stepped up preparedness measures amid concerns over a possible glacial lake outburst flood in the Mago Chu Basin following warnings from scientific experts about climate-related risks in the region. The Tawang District Disaster Management Department issued an alert after receiving inputs from the Center for Earth Science and Himalayan Studies, which flagged the possibility of a glove linked to rapid glacier retreat and unstable terrain around the Khangri Glacier. Alerts issued to residents, Indian Army, ITBP and BRO advising preparedness and emergency supplies. Official urge vigilance and following advisories, especially in low-lying areas along Mago Chu and Tawang Chu rivers, as glove poses a serious climate-related threat in the Himalayan region. Pavitra Margarita, the Minister of State for External Affairs and Textile Government of India, wrapped visit to Lower Subansiri district today. At the center of the visit was a clear mission to support and empower local livelihoods. Mr. Margarita laid the foundation stone for the highly anticipated Zero Handloom Marketing Complex. Once complete, this dedicated hub will offer local weavers a direct gateway to showcase and sell their unique creations to a global audience. The minister also handed out specialized toolkits to local artisans under the Comprehensive Handicrafts Cluster Development Scheme. Minister Margarita's next tour destination is Palin Kradadi district. The scrutiny of nomination papers filed for the lone Rajya Sabha seat from Arunachal Pradesh was conducted today at Legislative Assembly Secretariat, Itanagar. The two nomination papers filed by Tai Tagag, BJP candidate, was scrutinized and found to be valid. Accordingly, the candidate was declared validly nominated for election to the Council of States. The scrutiny process was carried out by Srimati Tadar Meena, returning officer cum secretary, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, and Longman Ronrang, ARO, under the supervision of Pawan Kumar Sen, CEO cum observer, Arunachal Pradesh Biennial Election, and Likin Koyu, joint CEO, in presence of candidates and the representatives. A press briefing was held by Pawan Kumar Sen, Chief Electoral Officer, on special intensive revision of electoral rolls on Monday at Nirvachan Bhavan, Itanagar. The Chief Electoral Officer, during his briefing, informed about the timeline for SIR to be undertaken. Preparation, training, printing, and house-to-house visits by booth-level officers will start from 1st July. The publication of final electoral rolls will be on 22nd September 2026. Mr. Sen informed, as on the date, a total number of electors is more than 8,87,000. The total percentage of EFs printed till Sunday was 50.23%. West Kameng, West Siang, Upper Siang, Leparada and Siomi have completed 100% printing of EFs. Till now, 38 number of training have been imparted to the BLOs by the CEO's office. A one-day registration camp on Food Safety and Standards Authority of India and Udyami India registration was conducted today at the BMMU Training Hall Walkthrough Market Tawang under the initiative of BMMU Arunachal Pradesh Rural Livelihoods Mission Tawang. A total of 40 participants, including members of women's self-help groups, Mother's Kitchen and local women entrepreneurs, attended the camp. Several enterprises were also successfully registered on the spot. The 10-day combined annual training camp of the 1 Arunachal Pradesh Battalion NCC at Nearest Nirjuli will conclude tomorrow. A major highlight was a motivational lecture and weapon exhibition conducted by the Indian Army's Gujarat Corps. More than 350 NCC cadets and local students gained first-hand insight into state-of-the-art and indigenous military hardware. Showcased technologies included the SIG SAR 716 rifle, SAKO TRG 42 sniper, NIGEG LMG, and advanced thermal surveillance systems. A coordination cum interaction meeting was held at the ZPC Conference Hall, Daporijo, under the chairmanship of ZPC Srimati Jyoti Sikom. ZPMs, member secretaries of Panchayati Raj institutions, and block development officers of Rural Development Department, Upper Subansiri District, were present. Key issues discussed include the effective functioning of PRIs at all levels, enhancing coordination among stakeholders, timely implementation and monitoring of developmental schemes, and ensuring transparency, accountability, and efficient utilization of government funds. Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast orange alert for thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rainfall at isolated places of Papumpare, Siang, West Siang, and Lower Dibang Valley districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.